98.1 KZE. Welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. If you're just joining us, well, here's what you missed. A whole lot of great songs, some good news and weather. And now we are joined in the studio by Jack Petroselli, Cindy Cashdollar, and Brandon Morrison. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning,
everybody.
All right, one of the microphones near your mouth has to be...
Hey, cool. There.
There you go.
Good morning, everybody.
That's Jack Petroselli.
Good morning.
It's great to have you guys here. Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi, Brandon.
Hello.
So, Jack, since you're closest to the mic...
Yes.
What brought this all together?
Cindy and I met several years ago, and we've done some sessions together, and she sat in with a couple of different things that I've done, mainly Tombs Dixon and Joan Osborne, and I just always loved the way that she played, and she makes me a better musician, so I was like, you want to put a duo together? And she's like, yeah, it'd be fun. And then we recruited Brandon here, because we need to have some sort of backbeat and more vocals, and he's laying it down. So we're doing our first gig this Sunday at the local in Saugerties at 5 p.m., Brandon called it a matinee show, but maybe it's somewhere between matinee and evening. But
do you have a clever band name yet?
We do. Too Many Guitars.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we're going with.
I like that. Brandon, how does that make you feel?
It's okay. I like guitars.
They used to label, like, on Beach Boy Records and other records from the 60s, like Fender bass guitar.
Yeah, right. Bass guitar.
It falls into that category. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to have you guys here. Jack, you've done a bunch of work with Joan Osborne. You've produced many other artists. Are you still touring with Joan?
Yeah. She has an album coming out in March, and it's a live record of a record that she put out in 2017, which I co-produce, and it's Songs of Bob Dylan. So in 2018, we did a couple of band shows, guest artists Amy Helm, Jackie Green, Robert Randolph, and Anders Osborne. We recorded that and we mixed it, and it's coming out in March.
Cool.
And we have a small tour coming up at the end of May and June, which Cindy's a part of. Gail Ann Dorsey, Lee Falco, Will Bryant, myself, Anders Osborne, and Nikki Bloom. So Joan hits the road again in April.
You got some great singers, and the combo of Osbournes,
I know,
always sounds appealing.
Yeah. It was so funny when Jones first started getting popular and we would tour, of course people had to ask, are you related to Ozzy Osbourne? Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I ask Anders, are you related to Joan?
That happens. Yeah.
Ozzy who?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since you guys are performing at the local on March 2nd, would you like to play a tune for us?
We would. Cindy, do you want to introduce this song? Or?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay here?
Leaning sort
over
of.
To my Dober mic. How about now?
Okay, a little bit.
Here we go. How about now?
Yes.
How about now?
Now we hear you.
We're doing a song called Windy and Warm. And this was written by J.D. Loudermilk, and it was a hit for a few people. I think it was released in 1961. It's an instrumental done by Chet Atkins, Doc Watson. But J.D. Loudermilk also wrote a lot of other tunes, including Tobacco Road, which a lot of people may remember, done by a few different artists. But so in the show that we're doing at the local, on Sunday, we're covering probably 100 years of music, everything from Stephen Foster to Coltrane and Monk to everything. We're doing kind of the American songbook, so we thought this would
mostly
be a
on
good
guitar
thing.
Too.
Yeah, and we're going to have more guitars than people on stage in order to pull this off. So we thought this would be a nice instrumental.
Jack. When you're playing, do you have like a rack of guitars, like one's tuned to D, one's tuned this
that
way?
That would be Cindy. Okay. I'm kind of just bringing two guitars, you know. I'm just trying to get a...
So Cindy brings the rack.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I put my guitars in the rack. Yeah. But, you know, what she was just describing with our song list is kind of like KZE playlist.
Mm.
Well, how could we go wrong, then? Everyone should be at the local on March 2nd and enjoy a great night of music with well-curated picked songs by Jack Petroselli, Cindy Cashdollar, and Brandon Morrison. Here they are live on KZE. KZE, Jack Petrozelli, Cindy Cashdollar, Brandon Morrison, live on KZE. So now you got this show coming up at the local on March 2nd. And what else is up in the future? Anything else for Too Many Guitars? Or
yeah, more gigs. We're looking to get a gig at the Turning Point. We'll be at the Falcon, I'm sure, sometime in the fall. You know, it seems in this day and age, you know, you could... clubs are booked so far in advance, so if we could get a gig every 3 months, that would be wonderful, you know, and that'll lead to weddings and bar mitzvahs and, you know, private parties.
Well, you know, you guys keep up the good work at the open mics, and you never know where it's going to lead. You guys are doing just fine.
Yeah.
So that's really cool, and I wish you nothing but the best. And folks, don't miss out on this amazing show. It's happening very soon.
It's happening Sunday, March 2nd, at the local 5 p.m. in Saugerties. And for those that aren't familiar with the local, here's a shout-out to this place. It's going on. It's its second year, and I like to pen it as like the knitting factory of the Hudson Valley. They have so many different kinds of music. Danny and Isabel, who run it, do a spectacular job with booking it. It's in a beautiful old church. They have beer, they have wine. It's a wonderful and the town itself, you know, if you go early you can get dinner. So yeah, put it in your calendar and come see us on Sunday.
The best thing to do this Sunday, don't miss out on visiting the local. So it's going to be a 5 o'clock show. I got a pair of tickets. Anything else you guys want to say to hook them in, Cindy?
Just come on down to the local. Support live music, very important in this day and age. And it is, as Jack said, it's a gorgeous place. It's such a nice venue. We love playing there. And yeah, come down, celebrate Sunday, dinner and show. Mm. But in this order, since it's a 5 o'clock show, Show and dinner.
Brandon, you've been working hard on a bunch of projects. You've been finishing up a new double album with the Mammals. You also are recording lots of other amazing artists at The Building, which is a place where you spend a lot of time, don't you?
Yeah, it's it was the original site of The Falcon down in Marlboro, New York. It was where Tony started the house concert series before it moved to the Button Factory in town. And me, Lee, Will, Connor, Kennedy, we used to all use it as like a rehearsal space and slowly started bringing gear in and turning it into a studio. And it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And we make a lot of records with people.
Cool. Just recently, one of note that we've been playing here on the station is Amos Lee's Transmissions album. And I won't give away what you told me earlier, but there's another great band that was just in recording recently, and well, all the best with your endeavors, and keep on playing the bass and singing, Brandon. We love it.
Thank you, Rick. Love you
so
guys.
So all the best on Sunday at the local in Saugerties. Thanks for being here, folks.
Thanks, Rick.
Thanks,
Casey. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna keep things moving right along, and we'll take a little break, and then we'll come back with some more musical diversity.
This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And Dr. Maureen Villalmo.
And I'd like to tell you about a new service that I am offering.